Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Plötzlich fühle ich mich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Tiefenentspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Mehr Feuer, mehr Intrigen, die Drachen kehren zurück.
Die absolute Macht ist dir zum Greifen nah.
Dein Reich wird unbezwingbar sein, Rhaenyra.
Stream die neue Staffel House of the Dragon ab 22. Juni mit Wow. Freu dich außerdem auf Staffel 1 und 2 der Erfolgsserie und weitere Highlights.
Es wird keinen Zweifel geben, wen die Götter zum Herrschen auserwählt haben.
Drachenheiß zum besten Preis. Jetzt ab 2,98 Euro im Monat. Geh auf wowtv.de. Streaming war noch nie so wow.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, Spam Dog, Swimwear, and Penis de Milo. It's on the way in just a minute.
Hey there, I'm Paula Pan. I help people make the smartest money decisions possible.
If you don't control your money, it controls you.
Yeah, you're not in control of your finances and you have to look outside of yourself to live the life that you want. You're not in control of your life.
Like, what is it that you actually want? Money should follow the dreams and goals because sometimes we make the dream and goal the money and you've overworked yourself and you've exceeded what you've needed for the actual thing you want. Sometimes we forget, like, what's the actual thing you want?
Afford anything. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Redneck says before he dies.
What?
Hey, y'all, watch this! That's my people!
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy, what have you got over there?
Well, we have Spam Dog in the news.
Spam Dog!
Josh, you what did you say? You didn't know if it would be...
I don't know what would please me more, a hot dog that was made out of Spam or a dog who insists on eating Spam.
And I added, or a dog that was made out of Spam.
Now, that grosses me out.
Okay.
You're not going to eat it.
You wouldn't want to serve that at a buffet. You walk up and there's a dog sculpture you're supposed to carve
unless
into it.
Unless they call it a Cocker Spamiel, in which case I'm in.
Oh, very good.
Like that very much.
Spam has announced the Spam Dog. They're launching the new product this summer. They're reimagining, yes, the classic hot dog. It'll debut at the National Restaurant Association meeting in Chicago.
I will bet you this. I bet it's crazy good.
designed for food service operators, the Spam Dog promises to add variety to roller grills at restaurants, convenience stores, and arenas, which we have talked about.
Rectangular?
I was, because they could almost go that route, not make it round.
Fans will be able to find the Spam Dog at select stadiums and convenience stores around the country, including Reuters? Convenience stores in the Northeast, CHS Field in St. Paul, LMC Ballpark in Comstock Park, Michigan.
Yeah, I wonder if it's rectangular or...
Nope, it's round.
There's a picture. Nope.
Looks like a hot dog.
Regular hot dog.
So it's just going to... What is the difference between the ingredients of a hot dog and the ingredients of Spam?
That's a great question.
About a tablespoon of salt.
I don't...
Okay, wait a minute. I just answered my own question.
What?
It says Spam is made exclusively by Hormel Foods.
Yeah.
Containing six core ingredients: pork shoulder, ham, salt, water, potato starch, sugar, and sodium nitrate. Hot dogs
have 1,000 other ingredients.
Yes. a mix.
Spam
of,
only has six ingredients.
Yep.
Is that real?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, we learned that at Spam Museum.
We did. What a great time.
Yeah, hot dogs. Yeah, they got a lot.
Yeah, they got butts and everything.
So yeah, so it must just be a difference in taste.
They got butts in there.
Yeah, I'd eat a Spam Dog.
Yeah, why not? I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Do you fry up Spam and eggs?
I do like Spam and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
What about Spam, Spam, Spam and Spam and Spam and Spam? Never like that. Love Python. Don't like that. It's a misstep.
But it is silly.
And Spam is extraordinarily popular in Hawaii.
Yes.
To the point that they have it at McDonald's there and...
Well, they need canned meat. It's hard to...
Yeah. I'll be curious.
Get cows over there.
Curious to try one. But it sounds like it's not going to be available at retail.
Pretty limited right now.
But if it catches on, you know how these things work. It'll move west, young man.
And once again, we're getting love letters about Mr. Jeff Oskey from our staff's recipe for a quick hot dog.
Okay, go ahead, real quick.
Paper towel. Paper towel, fresh bun, a hot dog out of the fridge, in the bun, wrap it in paper towel, 30 seconds, voila, you're done.
And then, we got an email from someone who said that don't ever eat anything out of the microwave.
That was odd. That person was really, seemed really strict about it.
Passionate, yeah.
Well, that's just a lack of knowledge of science.
You better be careful, these are on.
Well, no, I mean, you can feel that way. There are a lot of morons out there, look at the internet. They're allowed to vote and everything. It's amazing.
We have another museum in the news. Art lovers donned bikinis to experience Cezanne's The Bathers during a special one-day event in Basel, Switzerland.
Cezanne.
Hack. Cezanne. What?
Oh, yeah. Very derivative of Klomsky.
Euro News reports visitors were encouraged to attend the exhibition in swimwear. Some art enthusiasts even wore swimming caps, walked barefoot, and sat in the sun in the museum garden.
Kind of fun.
Anna Klomsky.
The day of the Bathers event was conceived by the renowned Italian artist Maurizio Catalone.
I love him.
It was intended to complement the current exhibition of works by the French Post-impressionist Paul Cézanne.
How do you spell Cézanne?
C-E-Z-A-N-N-E.
One at a time, please.
Don't you think...
Do we have a shot of this painting?
Don't you think the impressionist painters should have also, when they presented their paintings, they should have also done an impression?
This is celebrity. This is Groucho Marx.
Yeah.
Is that the Bathers?
There it is.
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Anybody could S that out.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, it's a classic. Now, they try, but I think it's a fun idea to get people to go to museums. Christy and I are big museum fans.
They're like ghosts.
Those bathers look naked.
They're nude in that.
They look like blobs.
Well, this is why the same museum, when they tried doing a Michelangelo's David Day, and you got a bunch of guys walking around with their dongs hanging out.
Hey, what do you think?
Hey, how do I compare to David?
Better than the scream.
Lift up your belly, sir. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Okay, they're very nice.
Venus de Milo Day, nobody could get in.
I assume there's
you have to have an arm to open the door. Remember that?
I assume there's a porno called Penis de Milo.
You assume a lot about porn.
Yeah, you do.
And
there has to be.
You want to say, sex move for give her the Venus de Milo so bad.
Yeah, he said Penis de Milo.
Yeah.
I believe.
You're a menace. You know that?
John Bobbitt started Penis de Milo, didn't he?
Man, although after a while it was half a mile, though.
Now I'm Googling Penis de Milo just to see what...
You're on a list.
But it's a fun way to get people to go to the museum.
Yeah.
Coming in bathing suits.
There's no such thing as a fun way to get people to go to the museum.
Oh, come on, Josh.
Just because you're on some board.
That's a forced event.
Penis de Milo. Learn to make molds of your sweetheart's nether regions. With a woman named Cynthia Plastercaster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's famous.
Yeah. So she calls herself the Penis.
She did Hendrix, right?
She did a lot of rock and roll.
The original woman who did all those people is gone now.
Sorry, it was Jimmy's mold that they referred to as Penis de Milo. Learned something.
Very good. Okay, see, this is an educational show.
We have a very unusual medical condition known as semastia. I don't know if anybody knows what that means.
It's when you fart out of your nose.
Semastia.
It's actually a little weirder than that. Wait till you find out.
Is it while you're sleeping?
Nope.
Now, I heard tell a couple people behind the scenes of telling me about you were at some sort of graduation party over the weekend, and you had a mistaken identity. You thought you were...
No, it wasn't
no,
him.
No.
Am I getting any of this right? You were at a graduation party.
I was. It was great. Okay. I went to a couple of them.
Oh, all right. Great.
Congratulations to all the graduates.
Yes. Well done.
Well done. Yeah. Well done.
Have a good time.
Good to know. So there was a problem with you were standing with a bunch of gentlemen, and you were mistaken for an artist performing?
No.
What? Well, help me.
One of our neighbors has a wonderful young son. He's 5 years old.
Oh.
Great kid.
Great age. Five's a great age.
Oh, my God. It's like having a talking dog. It's great.
Exactly right. It's like a ventriloquist puppet coming to life.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, I told the story yesterday, and I regretted telling it, so now I have to do it again.
Oh, boy.
No, it's funny.
It was innocent, sweet kid, and it was a number of the grads were on the football team.
Okay.
A whole bunch. So some of these guys are incredibly good athletes. Several of them have already gone off to college, actually, because that's what they do now. Mm-hmm. When you're really good in high school, they forego that last semester, and they send them off so they can train with the college on this. Anyway, but a bunch of really nice guys. Great guys. They're happy to be a one particular group that was it was hanging out together, and this young fellow, my 5-year-old friend, not really aware of what
was going on, the dynamics of the group,
and he just walked over and said, "So are you guys all rappers?" One of them, a very distinguished quarterback. Being a kid, you make assumptions.
He wasn't yet familiar with Eminem.
Right. That leads us to graduation.
Yeah, high school on Long Island has nearly 24 valedictorians graduating this spring.
Which means
WNBC reports 21 seniors at Jericho High School achieved a perfect GPA after earning A pluses in all their classes for all 4 years of high school.
I thought a battle at that school.
And the walls, some structural problems, right?
They came right down.
Bunch of nerds, bunch of geeks, A plus.
Jericho.
21.
Eggheads.
21 valedictorians, this isn't how it's supposed to be.
I know. No. And I've read a lot about this lately, that apparently AI is really changing the landscape for grades, and kids are getting really good grades all the time.
That's fine, but don't they also look at extracurricular activities and how the people treat other students?
Shouldn't they have to write an essay?
Have some balls, school, and pick one.
This way, the jocks have more kids they can go beat up. I think that you're missing the beauty of this.
Oh, I see. There are so many bullies that they have to.
They can accommodate them. That's going to be one long graduation ceremony.
So it's not special for anyone.
Nope.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, the salutatorians got to feel like a loser.
Have 65 of those.
I'm not. You're all 22. You're the. Have you ever had to do a graduation speech, Josh?
I haven't.
Yeah.
I would say no.
I've done. It's very tricky.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
It's kind of like a wedding or even a funeral, because you've got at a graduation, typically you've got the grads who want you to get done early and get the hell out so they can go have a party. You got the parents, and you've got the grandparents. Maybe you got a bunch of little kids. So you've really got a tough, tough crowd.
Did you watch that Eric Church one that
I did. That was brilliant.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, Eric, they could put that energy into writing some songs.
I know you're not a fan.
Okay. Well, it was a great speech. Yeah. I thought it was really... But yeah, it's tough to do...
I wonder who wrote it for him.
Jesus.
It could be. It should be considered.
Yeah, I mean,
that might have happened.
I've got a song I want to play. I'm going to allow you to go to play it for yourself, and I want you to come back. Give me
an Eric Church song.
A Morgan Wallen song.
They're the same person.
Okay,
the same person.
Okay, that's fine. I'm sorry.
A new YouGov survey out there.
Closed mind. And if anybody can recognize a closed mind, it's me.
No, it's fine. Eric Church and Morgan Wallen. I'm just not a pop fan.
Okay.
A new YouGov survey of more than 44,000 diners across the country has selected their favorite pizza. And do you know who wins out?
I'm going to guess Casey's.
I'm going to guess.
Is it a well-known national franchise?
It is a well-known national franchise. The survey.
I have two. Jets or Marco's?
Go ahead. Keep guessing.
The Hut? How about obvious? No?
Pizza Hut, number one. Thank you, Chick.
No kidding.
Yep. Pizza Hut earned 19.1% of the votes, compared with Domino's at 17%. Coming third, Papa John's, Little Caesars 4, and Marco's Pizza.
Okay, so these are all the big guys.
Is this preference or sales? Oh,
although if you have a Jets pizza in your neighbor, though, Jets
pizza is very good. Very good.
The four corner, the eight corner, yeah. They're pretty badass.
I haven't had a Jets pizza in a long.
Oh, you got.
I want to say they're fairly regional too.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's too much for you, Christy.
Is it? Oh, too much pizza.
It's a lot of pizza.
Oh,
now for the home. The home microwavable pizza.
Do you microwave your pizza?
You mean he means oven?
He had a Red Baron's once in
the Red Baron. That's it. That's a good pizza. Oh. The little one. Those little.
Yeah, personal pizzas.
Do you wear your silk scarf when you make the Red Baron pizza?
You must.
And I sing the song about Snoopy.
Oh, the Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
Yeah, but
I loved that song when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
And they made.
Why wouldn't you?
They made a Christmas version. I lost my mind.
Now, so Pat, great. At one point we put Ace on the all pizza diet, yeah. Which
right.
nearly took him out. I apologize. but you wrote a pizza song every day
for a whole month. So there's 30 songs. Pick a number. Let's sing.
All right.
Can I ask you to play my favorite? It's
sure.
It's another Billy Joel tribute.
I know what you want.
I knew he was going to say it.
I love this.
One, two, three, four. Some folks like pizza just for the cheese. Or the fact that it's delivered whenever you please. But that doesn't matter to me. Just make it crispy at 500 degrees. I don't care about the toppings and sauce. Make sure the pizza dough is kneaded and ready to toss. Cause you know what's important to us. It's always been a matter of crust. Matter of crust, yeah. Matter of crust. They're hard to end sometimes.
Really brought it home.
I love that intro and the real Billy Joel song. One, two, that's so cool.
I don't think I've eaten a pizza out in a restaurant in forever.
Huh.
I mean, like...
There's so many really good ones, and every city's got a local place.
Sure.
Or 10 that make their own...
It's just something you always either carry out or have delivered, I guess. I don't know.
There's something about eating it at a pizza place where it's right fresh. It's so much better, I think.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Same thing with sushi. I hate to go sushi, but I'm off sushi anyway.
Yeah, you don't eat sushi.
But isn't the funnest, most fun that you do make pizzas at home with your kids, right?
Constantly.
Yeah.
It's now become constantly. A thing. I mean, it's every... if you've never done this, ladies and gentlemen, it's real simple. You go, you can even make the pizza dough yourself if you have an afternoon to kill. Huh. But you buy the sauce, you buy the dough, you spread it out, and you can make a nice $10 pizza for $40.
What do the kids put on their
pizza? Yeah, you fight about the toppings.
Yeah, what do they like?
Like gummy bears or
they
something?
Don't like the stuff I like.
Yeah, I know. Kids don't.
Mushroom. How do you like your pizza?
Mushroom, sausage, cheese, that's it.
No kidding. No pepperoni.
No, don't know.
What do the girls like?
Pepperoni.
See, I don't like pepperoni either. I'm with you.
I don't either.
I'm a big sausage. I like sausage.
I do. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like the big.
Or grilled chicken.
Yeah. That was an interesting survey. Thank you very much. And a great song, Pat Godwin.
A 30-year-old visitor from New Zealand was filmed jumping into the historic Trevi Fountain fully clothed as crowds nearby watched.
Where is this Trevi Fountain?
It's in Rome.
Three coins in a fountain.
Sometimes I play the role of the average listener. You
You're saying the average listener is so stupid they don't know where that is?
I'm saying 50% of people don't know the Trevi Fountain.
I think it's higher.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be higher.
A TikTok video of the incident showed the
tourist. Not everyone went to Paris to pick up his sister's cats.
Walking backward.
It was Milan, Italy, you loser.
Whatever.
Of all the things you over-explain, the Trevi Fountain is a given?
Yes.
God.
He runs and dives into the water.
You know what he taught you? Chick, you weren't here. You know what he taught us yesterday?
I can't imagine.
He told us what a party was. And everyone who's here will attest to that.
Yeah.
Oh, we were at a party. You see what that is. There was a party. Many people, some talking in groups, others standing with
sometimes liquor.
No way.
Oh, yes, he did.
What's wrong with you?
Various hors d'oeuvres will be laid
out. No, seriously.
But everyone's born knowing the Trevi.
It was fine 580
Zero to 10, 10 being absolutely you just sit and moan and drool. How stupid do you think we are? 0 to 10. I want to know. 10 being the most stupid. What, we like a 5 to you, maybe a 3?
Even Oskay, who will get fired up, was so resigned to him defining a party for us. This, I'm going to quote Jeff Oskay here, and this is how he said it. Yes, Tom, we know what a party is.
Contextually, I was entirely valid in my approach.
I'm going to contextualize you.
If you're going to Italy, Venice and Rome last on your list.
The Trevi Fountain, number one, huh?
No.
No?
Much more. You want to go to...
Last on your list. If you go to Italy, Rome should be last.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Full Send Golf.
You guys know how much I really, really love golf.
Full Send Golf, 2v2. Me and VOD versus Big John and Kyle. Oh, it feels good to be back on the links with the boys.
Join the party on the golf course.
Oh. Back to golf in a big way. Now what, practice? Let's go. Let's hit the range.
I was like, let's go to the range.
We are headed to the golf course. Yo, you want to golf with us?
No.
You don't play golf?
No.
Try. We got to break par.
I'm very, very excited. You excited?
Yeah.
Full Send Golf. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.